Chapter 22. I awoke with the sun in my eyes and a headache. What hit me?
Nothing,
Ben said.
That fairy or pixie thing just spat on you.
I rolled over. There was Ben, glum-faced and dark-eyed. He looked like he hadn't slept in a week.
You been up all night?
He rubbed his eyes, yawning.
Yep, I couldn't sleep if I had to. I swore I heard those little dragons prowling around all night.
He huffed out a breath.
I'm really glad you're awake, because I couldn't wake you. And I tried. Oh, did I try.
I sat up, looking around, rubbing my head. There was a lump on it.
Sultans of sulfur, Ben. Couldn't you catch me when I fell? What did I land on, a stone?
Sorry, but I was watching for that
Pixelin,
I growled.
So I guess it's long gone by now. Hope you got your wish in. Now get the gear and horses. Let's go.
I was agitated. It wasn't all Ben's fault, but having him around didn't help. It just slowed me down. I had dragons to save, and the only thing I was saving was myself and him. It was time to get him to the city and settle him in. I had things to do. I saddled up as soon as Ben led the horses over.
You got everything?
I asked.
Certainly. Dragon?
What?
That blister on your arm. It looks painful. I could lance it for you. I saw my mother lance one on my father once.
He burned himself really bad at the forge. A hot horse caught him.
The blister was as big as an egg and throbbed with a life of its own, a chronic reminder of my carelessness.
Do I look like someone who's worried about a little blister on my arm?
I said, scowling. I didn't smile all the time unless ladies were around.
No.
I slit it open with my dragon thumb. Ben looked like he'd swallowed a scorpion as the pus drained out.
There, Ben, you don't have to worry about me anymore.
I snapped the reins.
Yeah.
Quintuclan, a monolithic marble against the northern skies.
What do you think?
I said. Ben stared, saying,
I never imagined it was so big.
It was big. The biggest city in Nalzenbor, which I always found odd, because humans didn't stick around as long as the rest of us. But they were an ambitious lot.
How tall are those things?
Ben pointed.
Those are called buildings. And they're the tallest structures in the world. Excluding the mountains, of course, naturally.
Even I admired them. It was a fascinating view. From the top of one to the streets below. The people seemed so tiny. It made me long for flying once more. We trotted along a road heading towards the city, which was still miles in the distance.
Dragon?
Yes?
I saw the lump in his throat roll up and down.
Scared, I imagine.
He nodded.
Don't worry, Ben. It's normal. And once we get in there and see all the people, those fears will trickle away. Just don't buy anything or talk to the painted ladies. The merchants have a name for newcomers like you.
A name? What kind of name?
Lilypad. People will be nice, but too nice can be deadly.
He blanched.
And if you have any money, keep it in your boots. There are pickpockets all over. Are you listening?
Oh, sorry, it's just those buildings. So big. I never could have imagined it.
You'll get used to it. Now stay close to me and don't smile. That only invites unwanted attention.
All right, Dragon.
The city, like all the rest, aside from the free city of Narnum, was fortified. A stone wall just over 6 feet tall was the first line of defense. But there were no gates or guards. Just gaps, spaced out every half mile or so. 100 yards further in, we came to the second wall. About 12 feet high, with soldiers marching back and forth on the catwalks. Looking around, I said, "Hold on!" Reaching into my pack, I grabbed the vial of concealment and dripped 2 drops on my dragon arm.
"What's that?"
Ben said.
"Watch."
I thought of what I wanted. My black scales faded, and only my skin and fingers remained. I wasn't so sure I liked it, but I didn't want any attention either.
"Whoa!"
Ben said.
"Can that make me look different, too?"
"Does he think potions grow on trees?"
"No,"
I lied.
"It just conceals my scales. That's all I wanted. Come on now."
2 massive wooden doors remained open, and we passed through with a throng of merchants and travelers, maybe an adventurer or two.
"Follow me,"
I said,
"and don't stare at anybody."
Through a gap in the wall we went. Into the city we came. Ben gasped from behind me. There were people everywhere. Women draped the windows of tiny apartments, whistling, smiling, and carrying on. Pushy merchants shoved sticks of cooked meat in our faces.
"Try some. The best. Make you strong warriors,"
an elder one said, flashing his gums.
"Stop that,"
Ben cried. A half dozen little children were pulling at his boots. He shoved one down and into the ground. All the children screamed and cried, "Soldiers! Soldiers!"
"Stick your boots in the stirrups and ride on, Ben,"
I said through my teeth.
"Let's go!"
"Halt!"
A group of well-armed soldiers were coming our way.